Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. There is a theme for each event. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on February 17th, 2015 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. 10 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, adventure. This week's story comes to us from Jim Beyer and is titled, The Road to the Best Bar in America. Thank you for listening.
I didn't realize this was about adventure. I thought it was about movie making. But it was kind of fun. It was January 1st in 2008 when Damon Risto was walking across the Higgins Street Bridge. He ignored the blustery winds and the ice and snow blowing in his face because he was thinking about the movie he wanted to make, he and his brother, Eric. They titled it The Best Bar in America. Well, this was going to be a buddy movie and a road movie about two misfits that wander the West looking for the best watering hole. And he's wondering as he wanders, how do I find a motorcycle in Montana in January? Well, making the movie involved a lot of serendipity and things made manifest. The first thing made manifest was Mort Olson and his wife Gina riding by on a Russian-year-old motorcycle in January. And so he looks up and sees them, and he's waving his arms, stop, stop, stop. Of course, they don't hear him, and they just continue on. So he's jogging across the Higgins Street Bridge when two more motorcycles ride by, and he's starting to wonder. Then a sidecar bike roars north on Higgins, and he sees that it turns left up on Railroad Street. So he slows his pace a wee bit and finally gets to the Silver Dollar Bar, where there are 70 motorcycles parked on either side of the street. And he's going, oh, God, thank God. So he, serendipity again, he runs into his buddy Charles, who's a bike mechanic, and Charles says, you need a sidecar bike? You need to talk to Peeper. He knows all about him. So Damon, who's tall and slender, wearing Patagonia, clean cut, kind of forces his way through 100 heavy set, gray-bearded motorcycle guys that all looked like the Michelin Man dressed in dressed in Carhartts and cowhide. So he kind of squeezes his way through this back to the pool table where I am trying to sell commemorative T-shirts for the Montana Legends New Year's Day ride. He comes up, introduces himself, and starts talking fast and says how he really admired my black BMW sidecar bike parked out front and how he really wanted to borrow it. Well, I'm busy, you know, going, shirts are $12 or two for $25. No, thank you. We do have extra large. And I'm, you know, just not really paying a lot of attention. So I'm going, instead of like blowing them off like doing a W.C. Fields imitation of, get away from me, kid, you bother me. I said, here's my business card, call me when you need to. And so Damon walks away pretty happy, and I'm just forget about it immediately. 6 months later, I get a phone call from a guy who says, I'm Damon Risto. Remember me? No. And he says, you said you would loan me your motorcycle. I what? And so Damon's getting the feeling that I'm, you know, just not really excited about this. So he says, the star of the movie says he knows you. And I go, well, who's that? And he says, that's Risto. Sorry, Risto Rizzo. It's getting confusing. And I said, oh, yeah, I know Rizzo. And Rizzo had told Damon, says, yeah, I know Peeper. We danced together naked at Burning Man. Well, I want to make absolutely sure you understand that I danced with Rizzo at Burning Man, and I danced naked at Burning Man, but I absolutely did not dance naked with Rizzo at Burning Man. So I go, cool, yeah, this sounds good, you know. And so Damon comes over, and he sees my bike, and says, yeah, this is really excellent. And I show him how to work it, and then he brings Rizzo over, and I take him out to the ball fields over by the Fort Missoula, and I give him an hour-long instruction on how to ride a sidecar bike. And so the whole time Damon's saying, well, it's only going to be for a couple of days. We're going to take it up to Glacier Park. We're going to ride around a little bit, and then you have your bike back. So I go, cool. You want to borrow my trailer? And he goes, yeah, that'd be great. So about 2 weeks later, I call up Damon and go, Damon, where's my bike? And he goes, we're down here in Utah. Oh, you realize you don't have any paperwork or registration or license plates or anything for this bike and you're in Utah? And he goes, yeah, it's no big deal. We'll be back in a couple of days. Well, I saw my bike about 2 weeks later. They brought it back, and I said, you know, Damon, we need to formalize our relationship. Now, I know that when I told you you could take the bike, that if you wrecked it, I would cut your nuts off and turn them into a tobacco pouch. Well, that doesn't seem to be legally binding, so let's do a contract, okay? He goes, yeah, sure. Well, we made out a contract, and I didn't see my bike again for another couple weeks. And then Damon comes back, and he says, you know, we need something for the movie. I think he was just trying to bribe me. He says, we need a bunch of bikers confronting Rizzo and, like, you know, beating him up. You want to beat up Rizzo on the silver screen? I go, well, I'm not the beat up kind of guy, but I knew to know some friends who would love to. So Damon asked me to write some dialogue for this scene, and I dutifully did that. And then I said, you know, my friends don't work for nothing. I mean, I may be a sucker, but they want some beer. And he goes, okay, well, we'll buy him a keg. Cool. The whole premise of this movie is that it's about drinking, of course. It is the best bar in America. And Damon and Eric would go into a bar with their cameras and say, we're filming a movie. Do you want to be in it? And all the patrons would look up. Well, we're buying the drinks. Oh, hell yeah. So they would buy about a round of drinks for the bar, and then they'd shoot their scene around all the patrons, all the locals, and then quickly escape. So in this scene, we go up to Hot Springs, Montana, and the Montana Bar, and I invite all my Montana Legends buddies and say, you guys are going to be in a movie. Well, some were impressed, some weren't. Well, Big Tony and Hog Dick were told to be there at noon because, we're going to be shooting in the daylight and stuff. And well, they get there at 10 o'clock. And they're sitting in the bar not having much to do, so they polish off a bottle of McNaughton's. Well, Damon and Eric and the movie crew and the actors and Rizzo and Greg Collett and I think David Aykroyd was there. They all come show up at Hollywood time of about 2 o'clock. And most of the rest of my biker buddies have been in the second bottle of McNaughton's. And we're pretty ready to be in a biker movie about drunks. And so Damon goes in, sets it up outside, and there's the big scene where Big Tony jacks up little bitty Eric or Rizzo, who's only 5'6 and 150 pounds, and Big Tony's 6'2 and 300. And so that was kind of cool. Except the problem with using real people as extras is they don't quite understand a few things. There were a couple of gals from Spokane who were on the sidewalk kind of going to the camera. So Eric says, hey, Hog Dick, you want to go get rid of them girls? So he goes, yeah, sure, I can do that. Walks up to him and goes, kind of leers at him, goes, hi, my name's Hog Dick. You want to see why? And so they disappeared. The scene is shot. Of course, it ends on the cutting room floor, and we never get to see it in the movie. But later they move inside, and Big Tony is bullying his way through the crowd and, you know, drinking McNaughton's out of his coat that he brought in with him. And that was all great fun. Well, a little bit later, Damon goes, "Can I borrow the keys to your truck?" And I go, "Yeah, sure." So, and then I go and take a nap because I'm fairly beyond. And so the truck comes back later, and he says, "Well, thanks. We just shot the so-called chase scene using your pickup truck." Already? So they shoot the chase scene. The next time I see my bike is in November, and Damon says, "We need to finish the chase scene, and since Aykroyd isn't here, we want you to be his stunt double." And I'm going, "Okay, what do we have to do?" He says, "Well, you have to go through the cross, through a railroad crossing, as the crossbucks come down and a train is coming." I'm going, "I don't, sure, yeah, no matter, I'm in, you know." So I'm sorry to say I only have 10 seconds left. So we shoot that scene. I survive. They make the movie. And I'm really happy to say that I have touched some of the magic of Missoula Wood. So thank you very much.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel. Custom screen printing and more. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockinrudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, missoulasoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and to the storytellers, Jim Beyer, Aaron O'Brien, Pat Abbey, David Michael Sojourn Dupuy, Carla Thielen, Kevin Bassett, Katie Asaro, Michael English, Carly Fetzer, and Ed Stalling. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the 2015 Tell Us Something dates and themes. TellUsSomething.org. Have a great one.